Monday, March 30th, 2026, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Apologize for the lack of room. We checked with both the county court and district court. They were not available. It doesn't look like the 13th meeting or the 2 weeks from today is going to be available. So we'll find a different venue that's larger. Today is more of an informational thing. There's no hearing today with regard to that, but we'll find a different place. And when we publish in the Star for the agenda, that'll have the location where it'll be held then. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open the Meeting Act is posted. Where is it today, Randy? Okay, is in the rear of the room, the county board room, and is available for review by all citizens in attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Here.
Now would be the time for public comment. So if there's anything that is on, anything that is not on today's agenda that people want to comment on, now would be the time. Most of you are here for one particular project, and that is on today's agenda, so that wouldn't qualify for public comment now. But anybody want to speak on anything that is not on today's agenda? Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes for March 16th, 2026. Approval of payroll claims, March 15th through March 28th, 2026. Approval of accounts payable claims, and approval of accounts payable claims, if any. I came in earlier and went through payroll. There were no accounts payable on this meeting, so everything appeared to be in order.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through D.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. Lori Warner, South Sioux Chamber, to give a tourism upset. Lisa Bosque. You didn't realize that you were going to be so popular today that everybody was coming to hear about our tourism.
To kind of talk to both sides of the room. So, you go up there, So, one of the things that we're working on, we just put inside of the Nebraska Travel Guide, the Northeast Nebraska Travel Guide, a full-page ad. And we also have a new rack card that's going that highlights some of our events here, our different attractions here in South Sioux, as well as a coupon on the back. From different businesses. We have two big events coming up, Cinco de Mayo on May 2nd, and America 250 on July 3rd. So I invite you all to take a look for those, look on our website, keep an eye out for those events. We try and market to other events in the area too. Like we have four dog shows coming next year that are gonna be staying at the Marriott. So that brings in tourism, people spending the night, you know, they come and eat at our restaurants, they buy gas, they go to Walmart, they do all those things. So those are some of the things that we're doing. Anything else? Trying to attract people to come to South Sioux, basically.
Did we find a location for the Cinco de Mayo?
Yes. We did find a location for the Cinco de Mayo that we changed, so that is now at the new Ho-Chunk horse race track instead of the grassy lot by Burger King. So we've changed that, so hopefully that will still pan out and we'll work.
Perfect.
So, yeah, we're always looking for volunteers for those two events, so if anybody's interested, let me know. And I encourage you all to check out some of our information here at the Chamber and then all of our visitors guys as well. Do you have any questions for us? Anything you'd like us to be doing or like to see on behalf of the Tourism Committee?
I know that you've been very active in the last several months. I've seen a lot of stuff around, so.
Yeah. Do you want to give everybody the update on how many businesses the Chamber has now?
So we are up to 402, I believe, is our new Chamber of Business. So we've just, every day I think Omar goes out and gets another business signed up as a Chamber member, so that helps. So again, I encourage you all to reach out to the Chamber if your business would like to be a member. We'd love to talk to you about some of the things that we offer and what we can do for your business.
Very good.
Thank you.
I know a lot of you are here for one particular reason, but it's kind of nice to also take in just a little bit of what happens in your county government. So I appreciate you all being here. Julie Boyle, Nebraska Extension, quarterly reports. You're not Julie Boyle.
You're stuck with a Tammy.
We like Tammy.
Nebraska.
Well, we've tried to share with you what we are doing throughout the year in support of the budget that you give us, which we really appreciate. This gives some of the January through March highlights, some of the things that our educators are working on. We are down to two educators now since one of the positions was ended, sadly. But Angela's been working a lot with the 4-H and youth. That is her main goal. It's the 4-H and youth development program. She started some new foundational programming that the state of Nebraska is pushing through, so it will be some continuity throughout the state on some of the types of ag programming they're teaching. She's doing some Discover Engineer lessons. She's got a youth leadership thing. She's at the school this afternoon. So a lot of different activities on her part. And then Julie is health, well-being, and foods, nutrition. So she's working with the audiences doing ServSafe. ServSafe is a National Restaurant Association thing that is needed by restaurants, their managers, so that they get a safe product out to the consumers. She's doing some Tai Chi lessons for health. A lot of her things are health and well-being. She does articles regularly for a couple of the local newspapers and radio stations, and she's working around some of the schools. She's been in Cardinal Elementary doing some nutrition education there also.
I know there's some talk of some of the members of the health department teaming up with her too and doing a garden over here on the county property over here. So
yeah,
yeah,
heard of that one.
Yeah,
so that's good. That's
so
good.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. Any questions for me? Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. Christy, why don't you go ahead and leapfrog up here, and I know you have another meeting to be at, so we'll get you up. Board to approve contract through the County Assessor's Office with Cardinal Assessment Group, LLC, to review all ag properties in Dakota County. That would be K on your agenda, guys.
Yep, we budgeted for part of it last year's budget. He started it this past week. They should be out looking at properties now. So it's just the actual contract.
Okay.
So we had part of it budgeted.
Yeah.
We just had to show you the contract.
Contract itself.
And he just gave it to us just a week ago.
Yeah.
How is this different than the, this is just, this is not for the protest. This is.
No, this is rural review.
Okay.
Section
review. All right. Motion to approve the contract with the Cardinal Assessment Group.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Helio?
Yes.
Yeah. Come on up, Steph.
All right, Steph. This is Stephanie Gatzmeyer. She's our treasurer, those of you who don't know her. Stephanie Gatzmeyer presenting tax sales report.
Hi, everybody. I'm here to announce that we had 123 parcels at $292,003.59. Out of that 123, we sold 49 parcels for $95,107.53. Taxes remaining is 25 parcels at $9,216.69. We had 60 investors for the tax sale.
Wow.
And as of today, we are ahead of the last 2 years' tax collections for this year by 5,000 so far. We still have tomorrow to go.
Okay.
So.
Very good.
Good.
You're doing a good job.
We're doing great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next, we're going to have a public hearing, support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, observations for the purpose of presenting and adopting amendment to the one-year road plan for this governing body. The amendment is to include paving 600 feet of road from Hubbard's Village city limits south to the county road bridge, section 2223, township 28N, range 8, range 7E. So there's the city of Hubbard itself is paving from to its city limits a portion of what turns into M Avenue. M Avenue is a project that's been looked at by the county for years. So there's going to be a section that's about 600 feet that go from the city limits to that county road bridge. We figure there's no better time to do that. They already have the engineers there and the paving lined up for that. So it would be by far the best time to do it if the county's ever going to do it. Is that correct, Jolene?
Yes, and anytime we amend the one-year program, we have to have a public hearing.
And that wasn't on our 1 and 6 year plan, but based on the fact that we have the ability to do that now, and it would be much cheaper for the county to do, we want to put that on our. So is there anybody here? We'll start the hearing at 3:12. Is there anybody here who would like to speak in support of the change? Anybody to speak in opposition? Any criticisms of that? Suggestions or observations? All right, we'll close the hearing at 3:13.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the amendment to the one-year road plan.
I'd second that.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. Review and award bid for the county road bridge inspections for 2026.
As you can see from the bid sheet, MEI had a bid of $7,600 for the 44 bridges, and the Nellie Wagner had a bid of $8,150. We used both of them in the past. They're both great engineering firms, so I would suggest going with low bid, but I'll let you guys make that decision.
Haven't used them both in the past.
That's who we had last year, too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Vanelli Wagner did it last year. They? MEI did it several years before. Yeah.
I'll make a motion for MEI.
I'll second it.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
All right. G would be Cindy Morgan Anderson. Share concerns regarding Knife River proposed project. Why don't you step up and go to the microphone there?
Yeah, right up here.
Well, there's
a microphone right there.
The mic's right there.
Good afternoon. I'm Cindy Morgan Anderson. My husband Bob and I are partners in L&P Legacy, LLC, with my brother Pete Morgan and wife Suzanne, sister Lori Morgan Warren and husband Jim, and sister Susan Morgan Scher and husband Chris. Our farm is a sixth-generation farm, homesteaded by our great-grandfather in 1865, and his deed was signed by President Abraham Lincoln. Two of our three daughters and their husbands, Cody and Brad Hirota, and Courtney and Barry Krusmark and their children have built beautiful homes on portions of this land. We have surrounding neighbors who reside in farm generational farmland, as well as residential neighbors who live in the Dakota Flats development and also live in the Lackawanna Lake development area. As we stated in our petition, We oppose rezoning this land from agricultural to heavy industrial for the proposed Knife River rail yard, an asphalt plant on 120 acres of prime agricultural land. We are stewards of the land, and we trust we must protect this precious commodity for everyone. The land sustains life, gives us agriculture assets, and gives us recreational enjoyment. The proposed zoning change is inconsistent with the 2014 comprehensive development plan because the future land use indicated as is agricultural. See page 17 of the attached plan. Also note that on page 24, goal one of the plan was practice agricultural presentation, which included objective two, protect farm operations from incompatible land uses and activities that may adversely affect capital investment in agricultural land, improvements, equipment, and livestock. Nebraska Revised Statute 23-165 requires a supermajority vote of the county board to approve a change of zone when there's been a protest signed by the adjacent landowners. Note, I have submitted such a protest. Impact on CRP wetland. USDA fine is daily for any damages done to land, water, vegetation, etc. If we lose our CRP contract, we have to pay back 15 years of payments. Recuse commissioners Jeff Reed and Rick Boskay from voting because of conflict of interest. There are several factors surrounding this application that may raise questions about process, integrity, transparency, and potential conflicts of interest. The key points are outlined. Presentation of traffic study. Knife River presented the traffic study to the zoning board even though the underlying data was provided by the state. This raises a few concerns. The applicant, rather than an independent party, presented the findings. There is a risk of perceived bias in how the information was framed. This approach may not align with standard practices intended to preserve objectivity. And the broader governance concerns, taken together, these issues may raise broader concerns about transparency and maintaining clear separation between decision-making roles. It may be worth considering independent review and presentation of the traffic study, and a third-party review of infrastructure impacts. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've got a copy if you'd like a copy of this.
We have one in our file.
What not this.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like a copy?
Do you have copies?
Yes, I do.
Emmett Albanicious, Chair Concerns Regarding Knife River Proposed Project.
I'd like to thank everybody because I'm kind of slow right now. So, had back surgery, so I would like to say good afternoon. My name is Emmett Albanicious, and my wife, Carol, is right over my left shoulder. History of our family farm was first settled by my great-grandfather, Peter Cramper, and his wife in 1878. They started raising the family and farming in Dakota County. They were some of the first pioneer families in Dakota County. In 2028, the family farm will celebrate 150 years. We are the fourth generational farm to farm the family farm. Our farm is kitty corner across the road from the land where Knife River wants to build a Knife River rock and asphalt plant. Knife River wants to change the land from ag to industrial. My reasons against the change to this industrial is the surrounding areas around the proposed plant are areas for future housing development That will generate thousands of dollars in real estate tax for generations of Dakota County. The reason people move to the country is quiet enjoyment. Not to have a rock and asphalt plant as your neighbor, is it not? Excuse me. The dust from the rock piles will blow across our beautiful fields. This will have a devastating effect on our crop, our trees, our livestock, our wildlife, our songbirds. The asphalt plant will also release pollutants. Our trees and cropland will change. The pollution dust will cause upper respiratory problems, bronchitis. How can it not? Traffic problems on Highway 20 with no turning lanes. It has practically no shoulder, no turnoff. There will be accidents on the intersection of Highway 20 and Highway 110 and Highway 35. We saw this happen on Highway 20 until it was made a four-lane. The increased use of tonnage on Highway 20, Highway 110, and Highway 35 will cause maintenance problems. Who would pay for this tax? It'll be the taxpayers of Dakota County and the taxpayers of Nebraska. How do I know this? Well, our land was on Highway 20 when they made it a four-lane to go to the ethanol plant. The state bought land from us. The superintendent told me the cost of a four-lane highway at that time was $1 million a mile, and that was in the early 2000s. I was told Knife River licensed its vehicles in South Dakota again. If this is correct, again, the taxpayers of Dakota County and Nebraska will pay the bill. There are better places to build the Knife River asphalt plant. There are better places to build the plant, not here in this beautiful rural environment where the beautiful subdivisions were family farms that planted and harvested crops for generations. Our farm, too, is in the Conservation Reserve Program. It is planted in native habitat. Grasses, flowers, honeybees, wildlife, pheasants, deer are abundant on our farm. If it is harmed, the beauty of the flowers, the grasses, and the wildlife will be lost forever. They aren't making any more farmland. We do not need any more pollution, noise, dust. We have seen the scars of pollution, traffic problems, noise, and dust in other places in Dakota County. We need neighbors who are stewards of the land, who are responsible. Responsibility is to take care of the land. One of our greatest gifts it is for us is to use the land wisely, not to harm it. God gave us this land. In closing, I would like to think of you guys with Knife River and a rock and asphalt plant as your neighbor. What are their benefits and taxes for Dakota County and Nebraska? If it's true, Knife River pays the wheel tax in South Dakota and building tax in South Dakota, what's the benefit? How much tax do you get off of a rock pile that disappears daily? It's not a permanent building or a permanent structure. The asphalt plant machinery, they say, is portable. Not much of a tax base there. It can be moved. Kiln, burners, dryers, whatever. Another question I have is, where are the water needs? We have a lot of center pivots in Dakota County. Where is all this water going to come from? In the end, where is the tax basis? Where is the revenue stream, I ask you, for Dakota County and the state of Nebraska? I see a lot of negatives to this future growth. And it is basically to the future growth of our housing, our family farms, and our environment. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. All right, Chris, we call the Knife River. They're not on. Yeah. They roll at the. Just one quick request. Everybody was respectful while you folks were talking, so let's let everybody do that on the other end, too.
You want to face this way? Thank you, County Commissioners. My name is Clark Meyer. I'm the President of Iowa and South Dakota for Knife River. Appreciate the opportunity to get in front of you guys and get some information out there. And we also appreciate the opponents that come in to talk about this. We want to share information and make sure that we've heard your concerns and we take them seriously, and we hope to address all that stuff here today. So just real quick, for those who don't know who Knife River is, you know, I shared that we're west of the Mississippi and we have a national presence, but that just means that we're not going away. We're a company that's stable. We're going to be here for a while. But we also have a high local presence. We have 140 team members here in Sioux City, 25 that live in Nebraska, and actually 18 in Dakota County itself. So not only are team members a part of it, but we're a big part of the infrastructure that happens in northeast Nebraska. In fact, the last couple of years, you can see, we have paved, our team has paved, 54 and 60 miles of road just in northeast Nebraska. So we're definitely a part of this community, and we're definitely part of this infrastructure. They asked about the why. The thing with Dakota County is we just have no aggregates in the ground, and that's no one's fault here, but we definitely need aggregates. Aggregates are the foundation of what we're building: roads, buildings, churches, schools. And so right now, any hard rock aggregates are coming from a long ways away, and a majority of it is truck hauled in. And we know that because as we pave the roads around here, we're hauling that material in. So it's just a good example of the length and the economic cost to bring aggregates into this county for the infrastructure. Good, Chris. I'm glad Cindy brought up the comprehensive plan because, as you guys know, in your 2014 comprehensive plan, there's a couple goals and objectives under economic development that I specifically want to point out. And this is right verbatim from the plan. That goal number one is to encourage the expansion of existing businesses and industries and the location of new businesses or industries into Dakota County. And we fit that. And number four is promote and expand industrial, commercial, and residential uses. And objective number one on there is through land options that encourage growth. So I think just looking at the 2014 comprehensive plan, and that's on page 75. Chris, go to the next one. Another plan that we're going to point to is the Rural Economic Development Strategy Plan. And so this was developed in 17 and 18. And so if you look at the gray land right along Highway 10, that is the land that was slated by the people in Forest that worked on this plan as a place for rural economic development. And interesting, on page 110 and 111, there's four criteria which are specifically called on the plan that need to be met. And, 1,500 feet from a major road, it can be currently commercial, industrial, or agriculture. It must at least be 1 acre big, and it must be vacant. So of the business criteria laid out in the county's plan, we meet all four of those criteria. I also find it interesting that when it looks at the targeted industries to bring to this county for economic development, one of them is transportation and logistics company. There's eight of them listed, but one of them is transportation and logistics company. And what they call out, support activities for rail transportation. And if you look at that code, it talks about maintaining and repairing rail cars, which we don't plan on doing, but loading and unloading, operating of an independent rail terminal. So your plan on page 98 specifically calls out what we're bringing to you. We talked about site selection. I think the feedback we got at one of the other places is, hey, can you look somewhere else? And so it was not like we went to the first site. It's a little tricky with rail logistics because trains don't turn 90 degree corners, and you need room to make a curve. You want to be near a major highway. And so we feel like the site, which is shown there, meets those criteria. We have enough room to make the loop. We're right next to gravel, current gravel and rock piles in the DOT yard. and right next to Highway 10 and very close to Highway 20. So that is that's how we got the site selection. I do think it's important to correct something with Mrs. Anderson's submission. She quotes statute 19905, which governs cities and villages but not counties. So the correct statute that she should have quoted was 23165, which is actually for counties. And the other thing is, I think you mentioned, you know, a lot of petitions on there. There's really only 9 people that can sign that petition that have to be within 100 feet of the road. So we talked about this is our site layout. And so when we look at the proposed site layout, this is just conceptual, as it says, but there's a few things that we did. We talked about one of the biggest people contributors of dust would be trucks on a gravel road. So at our expense, we are proposing to pave the portion from Highway 110 to the entrance to help mitigate that dust. I think there's a gravel road just up the road there that trucks go in and out of all the time, and I've been out there and watched the dust that those trucks kick up. We will not be doing that. The other thing is we have berms and trees placed around the property just to help. We've also placed the switch on the mainline track in such a position that it minimizes the disruption for 110 traffic. So if you imagine when a train arrives, it's not going to be switching crossing Highway 110. We did the extra expense, so when the track comes in, it clears the highway. It'll block at the crossing, of course, but it clears the highway, and any train activity doesn't impede traffic. The other thing we talked about, we heard those concerns about the CRP land. We reached out to the NRCS, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, had a great conversation with them. They said there's a lot of potential on the site. They would love us to be consulted with, and they said we can incorporate trees, our stormwater pond, grasses that will enhance and promote wildlife habitat, and they would love to sit down with us when we get our final plan together and help put the NRCS's input, and we will take it into our final plan. I just want to address the neighbors' concerns, and so it's not going to be a free-for-all. This county has some HM ordinances, which is the heavy manufacturing, and we addressed all the ordinances, all the way from appearance, fire, noise. I feel like we talked about every single one's list out. We are regulated by that. The other thing I want to talk about is the traffic. We talked to the Nebraska DOR, who is in charge of the road. We did the traffic count study. There's a 2.5% increase in traffic. We've talked about it internally quite a bit. And if you remember the map with the trucks coming from miles and miles away, those trucks will actually be eliminated. So the long-haul truck miles will actually be less. Now, it depends on where the projects are in the region of what the actual truck miles are, but the long-haul truck miles will be less. So it'll vary year to year from where the actual haulage is out of the site. And then we talked about economic impact, and Mr. Abner talked about that. We know up front well over $2 million of just savings in the long-haul trucking. That goes to the county, cities, the government industries building road and infrastructure, and it also goes to private people that are trying to do any type of construction that has aggregated it, their costs will be less. We also know there's job creation, compensation, and spend. These are all from the Nebraska Department of Economic Development. And so there is a positive economic impact from a facility like this. So I just want to close with this. I feel like the comprehensive plan has mapped that site. A 2018 economic development strategy has targeted those industries. Our site's physical characteristics, rail, highway, makes it very uniquely suited for this particular use. And there's no other place in the county that all these needs are met. And we will perform to every standard in heavy manufacturing zoning ordinance, and the HM ordinance exists for just this reason. So I just want to say we respect this process, we respect the residents that hopefully are a neighbor someday, and we're committed to be a really responsible neighbor. But the work's been done, guidance has been given by the commissioners, the county staff, the steering committees, and the stakeholders who worked on these plans across multiple planning cycles, and this is the project that those plans were designed and asked for. So we ask for your approval at the first reading in a couple weeks.
Thank you. All right. So like I said, at the hearing in 2 weeks, whoever wants to speak will have an opportunity to speak. You're welcome to stick around for the remainder of our meeting. And if you feel like heading out, you're perfectly welcome to do that. We'll give you a few minutes.
Can I say something?
Yeah, one thing.
That statute,
yeah.
165, is quoted in the petition.
All right, we'll take a look at it.
It was an error on my part to have any.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
And we will have a bigger venue.
Yeah, we'll find something that works better for everybody. So
whether it be the fire hall or courtroom.
Rick, it's not next week.
No.
Yes. Yeah. It's 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Our meetings are every 2 weeks. So.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And it'll be posted in the paper.
Yep. Go ahead.
I live on H Avenue, and starting today, I noticed a lot of truck traffic from Knife River, which at our last meeting they said that would not happen. I don't trust them. I mean, how can you when
with regard to the project that they're doing on 35?
I'd like to respond to that. That's okay.
Yeah.
We have the contract for a paving job right here, and we're coming over there to prepare the road so we can detour the traffic so that they can build a new intersection on 110 and 35, which directly affects this project.
And I see some trucks turning off.
How are we supposed to get our asphalt?
And other ones getting H Avenue and traveling like crazy. Dust flying, and this is the whole problem with all the dust.
Now, one of our trucks went on any gravel road when they went to and from that project, ever.
Pardon?
Not one of our trucks went on any gravel road when it went to and from that project.
So this meeting, this subject will be discussed again at the public hearing, and you'll have time to do that in a proper manner. So right now we're going to move on with our meeting. Thank you.
Thank everybody for coming in, and appreciate everybody coming in. Thank you.
I was getting ready to do it too.
I was going
to
say, I think
the three of us were exactly right. Right.
Yeah, I was just waiting for just a break so I can jump in like a sergeant arms.
Yeah.
That's true.
I thought they were all here to see us.
Yeah, I thought they really wanted to see us. Like, see how we did things.
Action Jackson.
Thank you.
You got it here.
I couldn't either.
What about the ag bill?
Hey, I couldn't either. I'm like, where am I?
You don't own that ag bill.
I'm always running because I'm trying to get meeting out of school.
I parked by the fire hall.
I was going to.
You can't.
It's
all county property.
Yeah.
Other than.
One of the guys parks his pickup there that runs a maintainer. Other than that, you can work it.
Hey, Jeff, do you want to get a hold of the Dakota City Fireman and see if you can use that facility?
Yeah, I can.
What's that?
You want me to ask?
Yeah.
We'll set up chairs. I'll set up chairs.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a problem. You can send the chair for you. There's a lot of. Yeah. We got a guy that's pretty good at that kind of stuff. And thanks for the meeting the other day because it was like we met with RTI with regard to some stuff, and it's like they were all speaking Chinese, and then he starts talking to them in the same language.
Is it 13?
Yes, yeah. Monday the 15th.
What time?
Yeah, at the same time.
Still at 3?
At
Oh, I feel a stomach ache coming on that day.
I have to leave early to work that day.
I got called out.
You got it? You got it, Jeff?
Yeah, you betcha. We'll roll
I just text Clint, too. Rasmussen's over.
I seen you hiding in the back.
Oh my gosh, I feel better now.
Safe now.
Hey, I feel better now that you're here.
We're not buying any road graders today, are we? What's the bullet doing here?
I said, man, you're hard to get around. That's all I said.
Nothing's made. I feel safer now. Yeah.
Leadership of Clinton County.
Yeah. What's that?
That's the three ladies.
Yeah, leadership of Clinton County. Yeah.
Bullet, we're not looking at any road graders today. What are you doing here?
I was going to say, I know that guy.
Today wouldn't be a good day anyway.
unless they're free.
Unless they're free.
Careful. Careful throwing that free around.
I think we're ready, Mark.
All right. We'll go ahead. Board to approve or not approve annual EAP service agreement with Mercy One Medical Group from July 1st, 2026 to June 30th, 2027, paying an annual amount at 5% discount of $2,708.20. Currently, we pay them monthly, and there's a 5% discount for doing it annually, and it's a lot less work to do that, one check versus 12, so I would... That's what that boils down to.
I'll make that motion to pay them annually.
Second. Makes sense.
It does.
What was that acre?
Board to approve stormwater.
Wait.
Oop.
Stand by.
I finally got on a roll. And I.
Colin Butter, he wore yellow.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Board to approve the stormwater annual agreement for 2025 with the City of South Sioux City, Dakota City, and Dakota County Stormwater Management Plan. Having sat on that for a while, they monitor all the outfalls, any water that could possibly get into the river or contaminate anywhere else, or if there's a vehicle, a semi wreck, if there's culverts under an area, they monitor that. But it's just the annual report is done, and we're just sending it on. So we need to approve the...
Make motion approved.
Second.
All right, Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Board to review and discuss and take action on the new road department utility permit for county ROW and establish fees.
So NRMA has updated the right-of-way permit and advised us to do so as well. The last time we did it was like back in 2015, I believe, give or take. They left the fee portion blank, so in here I put what we have been charging since 2015. I asked around from other counties, and they charge anywhere from $50 to $500. So I didn't know if you guys wanted to keep the fees the same, or up them $25, $50, or
what is the cost of our county surveyor to find those right-of-way markers? That's what it is, right?
No, it's like for phone company utilities wanting to go in and
get in our right-of-way.
Yeah, be in our right-of-way. Yep, it's a right-of-way permit.
And our current fee is.
So if they bore, it's $50. If they plow, it's $100. If they open trench, it's $150. And then if they do any damage and they don't fix it, then we go back and send them a bill.
What did you find with regards to the other counties in our area?
They've just been
just all over the place.
Kind of all over, yeah.
Have they increased like a certain percentage over the last few years, or?
They didn't say. They just told me what they were charging now. But
and how long have ours been at the current rate?
Since 2015.
I know you said that. I was just making sure.
That sounds like it's a fair rate, you know.
What they are now?
Yeah.
Because there's no actual cost to the county other than going out and verifying that it's been returned to.
Yep.
There's no damage.
And then if they do, then we notify them. And, yeah.
And they've been pretty good about fixing their damage if they do.
They have. I'm working with a utility now. I sent them a bill a month or so ago. I asked them what was going on last week. They said they'll look in to see what the holdup is. I mean, usually I don't have any issue. Hopefully, I don't. Last year it just rained so much, mm-hmm. and they go out and they tear something up, and we'd have to dump a bunch of gravel. A lot of times we just don't have an issue. The only other thing I added in that NERMA didn't have, which was a suggestion from another county, was to add in this permit is valid for 6 months from date of issue. Reapplication is required to renew. So some of these guys want to come in and
yeah.
you don't hear from them for like a year, and then all of a sudden they're out there tearing stuff up. And I was like, wait, what are you doing?
Yeah, so, I agree with that. For sure.
They're responsible for their own signage.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that a motion, Rick?
I'll make that motion, and they have to have the changes put in there so that they have to come back and,
oops. You know, and keep the fees as
and keep
they are.
The fees as is.
Okay.
I'll say.
Rogelio?
Yeah.
Brian?
No.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Thank you.
There's got to be one.
We should have gone up a little bit.
Other than there's good, there's one.
I was in the touch. She said that you have to 6 months.
Approve or not approve Sheriff Decker to have credit card account with not Siouxland Federal Credit Union to use on county related purposes only.
No. Oh, you want me to come up and talk?
Don't you guys have a card over there?
We had this is a card that has since 1997.
This one is?
This is what Chris had
okay.
for a card. And it's just a generic just for sheriff.
Just changing the name.
Yeah, basically over just changing
from
the
him
name.
To you.
Yeah, right now we can't. We could use it, but we can't look it up, or if they would put a hold on it, we couldn't even call the
to get the information.
To hold off, yeah.
Okay.
We don't.
Yeah.
We're not. Nobody currently is working that's on it, so that's okay. all it is.
All Make right. a motion to approve that.
I'll second.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
All right. We'll go to old business and miscellaneous, and we have the county road report.
Hello again.
Well, hello. My last name is spelled wrong. I want you to know that you spelled my last name wrong.
I'm so sorry.
She got my name on
your right? I'll do better. We had 193 hours maintaining, 155 hours on trees, which we are going to wrap that up here tomorrow, will be the last day. 71.5 hours on snow removal, 8 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 250 tons of gravel out on the road. 35.5 hours of signing, 9 hours on weed. That's Brandon studying and working to get his applicator's license. And then a couple grading concerns for Stable Drive, Blyberg, and Gravel on 200.
Thank you.
So John Deere has JD Link, which does the GPS on all our maintainers. It's free with the purchase of the motor grader. But we are looking into putting it on all the vehicles. So right now we are going through Verizon, and that's okay. But with this program they got, we can see like the fuel in the machine, if any codes are popping up. I mean, it's way more detailed.
It's just for the machinery, not the trucks.
Well, we can put it in the trucks, but there's a fee. Right now, we spend about $20, give or take, on all the equipment through Verizon.
Per piece of equipment. Yep.
And as you can see, we have a motor grader doing 75 mile an hour. So I can't say.
No wonder they're getting over so many miles.
Yeah. One of the things we're going to gain with this is that if we have a new machine, let's say the oil pressure starts to drop in it, it will notify John Deere. And it'll tell him, hey, you got an issue with the machine, or if the machine's running too hot. We've got it on one of our tractors, so I know. And it will save you.
And Jolene asked me and I'm not an expert at it by any means. I'm not here to sell it to you. But like JD Link, you can put it on your pickups. You can put it on your case loader. Anything with hours on, like we can track it. You'll get an email when the oil needs changed and anything like that, like your pickups. it basically just be a tracking, you know, we could tell where it was at, how fast it was going, things like that. But all of your, anything John Deere, and even if we put it on your case loader, if you have a Komatsu excavator, I think, any of that stuff, it's a one-time fee. If it's John Deere, it don't cost you anything. It's a one-time fee, and I'm, don't hold me to this number. It's probably between $700 and $900 for a one-time installation, and that's the lifetime. There's no monthly fee. There's no nothing. And that's just basically for a wiring harness and a modem, like that goes on top of it where we can track it. And then you don't know anything after that. So
bullet on your, like if you do a Komatsu or a case, do you get into where you do diagnostics and can tell if the motors are, you can't do that on those?
I don't think so. I guess I should ask about that. I better not say. But like on ours, it's exactly like you said. We had a big loader one time at a gravel pit, really cold outside. We got to deal with low fuel pressure. We called him and said, hey, your machine's gelling up. He goes, no, it's running fine. Half hour later, he's like, ah, you were right, it's gelling up. You know, so you get them deals before you even know something's wrong, really. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you guys do what you want. But JD Link, as far as our stuff, there's no sense you tracking it with some other outsourced things. I can track it, tell you what gear it's in, what the fuel consumption is per hour, how fast it went, what roads it went down that day. I mean, I still think it's good. I think you guys still log like what you played on paper to the guys write down what they, we did that in Thurston County too. But if you ever had to go back, we had an accident. The guy says, this road ain't been bladed in 3 weeks. Well, he was wrong. It had been bladed 5 days ago. The JD Link showed we were on there. So it's kind of a protection thing. And machine health, like you said, if something goes wrong, we get notified, you know. But
so what's the cost on our current John Deere stuff?
Nothing.
For them, it's nothing. Through Verizon, it's like $20 a month. So I would like to go in and cancel all the Verizon for the motor graders. And then I think your number's a little high with the estimates because they said since we have so much stuff, that could come down to maybe.
That could be. I'd rather tell you too high than too low.
Yeah. but I would like to pursue this more. I don't want to go through all the work and have you guys say no.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to present you with
it. I would.
I would check it out a little bit more. Okay. We've had good luck with it.
Yep. We have it on tractors, too, well, you probably do, too.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it doesn't make any sense to have a third party doing it. If the manufacturer offers something that's more detailed, then they're doing it for nothing.
Right.
Well, what network do you guys use? You use Verizon Networks?
Yeah.
And Verizon?
It's the same thing.
I've got that.
You got to have cell service. Right. If you get somewhere where it's down in the bluff somewhere, you could lose it for, you know.
I've also got Verizon. I'm not going to say that they're bad, but I think it's better.
Yeah.
Well, you just said they were bad.
I just track well.
Yeah. Well,
you know, they've got their, like, we've got guys that drive in trucks, and we get speed alerts on them, and they're not speeding.
Yeah. Well, just like that. I mean, the motor grader obviously wasn't going 75. That was just outsourced tracking deal. So how accurate do you obviously
know? It's give and take. We showed a guy sitting for 4 hours one day. And the foreman went out there, and he had 5 miles tore up. So there was no way he could have been sitting for 4 hours. But he was out in the hills. So it's a little give and take. It's a little give and take. But right now with the motor graders, there's no sense in
Jolene, would you rather switch the graders over and do a little more homework on what it's going to cost in, or would you rather just wait and do it all at once? I mean, because I think we're probably fine.
It's up and running on all the motor graders, so I think just cancel that. We'll look into all the other stuff. That sounds like, I mean, it is a one-time cost, and, but in the 2 years it's done. They're local. When we have something wrong with the GPS, it takes about 3 weeks for them to come out and look at it, and they're coming from Omaha or Sioux Falls. And depending on what they do, it can be $100 or $150 fee to have them come out. Well,
if they found one problem in the next 10 years, it'd be worth way more than you
right.
All the problems, big problems.
Yeah. Cameras too. Does John Deere mount cameras so they can rear facing, forward facing cameras? Like, we've got them on our trucks.
Yep.
So that if someone runs into you.
Oh, and all of our motor graders have rear cameras on.
Is that hooked into the?
I don't know if that was like recorded, is like what you're saying, or you
right.
can go back.
So
I don't
know if somebody comes up and runs into the tail end of our motor grader, we can say it wasn't our fault.
I don't know for sure if that's recorded or not. I know it's live, obviously, but I don't know if you can look that up on GPS.
So we have a dash cam that we use to go out and record roads when we have that opportunity. We don't do it as often as we should, but for FEMA-wise, the show we're doing upkeep on the roads. But there's some counties that just bought them for all their motor graders, and they're like $120, and they just run the whole time. It would be beneficial if you had an accident and knew right when it was. When it comes to grading roads, it would take forever to go back and try and find out where they were. But accident-wise, I mean, that could be an option as well.
That's what we use them for on our trucks, is to save us, and our insurance carrier really likes them too.
I'll ask on that, because that's a good question. I don't
that
know
might be actually a NERMA assist thing.
How many units would you look at having to purchase the JD Link for then?
To purchase? Probably around 15. I want to say we're 21, 22 in here, minus the 8 motor graders, or 7.
You guys put them on everything, like you have a little mini excavator. Well, that's got John Deere stuff on it. You have a John Deere Mini, that'd be JD Link. So that'd be another one.
We don't have the GPS currently on that, though. We'll look into it more if that sounds like a thing.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm good to cancel the motor graders. Okay.
For sure. Yeah.
Good deal.
I was going to say, Marty, I got a good idea. You know, instead of putting it on that case and spending $700, we could just swap it out. I was going to mention, too, and you guys, maintenance anymore, you guys have a lot of new guys, and I was going to tell Jolene this. We're going to have a motor grader training thing. I know we did one once in Dakota City, but I think it'd be good. You don't need to tell you guys. You have a lot of new guys that are inexperienced in it. It sucks working for the public. I did it for a long time. No matter what you do, somebody thinks it's wrong. And we're going to put on a little motor grader school deal, and there'll obviously be no charge. And maybe I'll let you guys know when that is. And
yeah, we'd definitely be interested.
I know you guys, Dixon County was asking me, and several counties asking. I'll be in touch with you on that. With that being said, as far as the JD Link stuff goes, maintenance anymore is a huge thing. It used to be with John Deere, one thing I liked about him, you didn't have to take so many oil samples. Cat made you do them on everything. Well, John Deere now, you have to, every time you change oil, it's an oil sample, it's a fuel sample, and then maybe 1,000 hours, it might be tandems and transmission and hydraulic. There's a lot of sampling. If your guys don't do that, Deere's only going to pay 80% of your warranty claims. So they're basically forcing people, and I kind of get it, to take oil samples, so maybe you catch one with filings in it or whatever. You know. So I've really kind of been pushing that up, these guys to...
Do they have to preserve the samples then?
They send them in. We send them a model. Okay. It's a little port. It's easy to do. You clip it on there. The little straw shoots it into the deal. You close it up and return it to us, or we send them in. You know, and then we get an email through JD Link of what it is. She'll get one too, saying it's high in zinc or it's high in whatever. You know, I won't take any more of your time. What you should think about is, if you want to, like some townships I do this to, some of you guys are going to be like, oh, no, we got a shop, and I get it. A lot of times, we just do the service, the oil sample, whatever. Is it higher than you doing it? I'm sure it probably is, but it's going to be right, too, every time. I've sold a lot of them, like a PM agreement, they call it. We charge you from the time we leave the store. Well, if you live in Knox County, it's pretty tough to make this work. But Dakota County, just something to think about. Maybe you have us do the... And I don't care, because I don't make a dime off of it. I'm just saying, it would kind of protect you. It ain't like changing oil into 40/20 no more. I mean, there's a lot to this. I mean, none of us here probably have anything that is extensive at changing oil in a motor grader. I mean, there's a lot to it. But guys just think about that. I mean, I'm not trying to make you do anything. Obviously, I can. It's your money. But just something to think about. Like, service plans are getting to be more common all the time. Yeah. And our shop rate is way different when we just come change your oil. It's not. It's a lower rate. But
that's something that could be worked in with the
exactly.
Too. Me and Dean ran some numbers the other day with the filters and the oil in the first 7 years.
Yeah. The last time I quoted you, which I never know this, I don't want to price myself out of the game, I could have threw all that in and still won the bid. But I don't know that I'm bidding on it. I don't want to be $20,000 over CAD either. You know, so it's just something to think about.
Just keep it low. Yeah. Keep it low. Don't, you know. You got to make a living, but you don't have to make it all off in Dakota County.
It must not be too bad. I just picked up your check today. I've been here since February. I haven't picked it up yet. Anyway, just think about those things, and I'll work with her on the JD Link stuff, and maybe we can get a little solider number on what it costs to add to that stuff. And
okay.
Go from there. But I just didn't want to go through all the hoops and then have you say, no, we're not doing that. At least we can.
That's interesting.
Now, so. Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
Good luck.
Thanks. Any other questions?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jolene.
I do want to say something to Jolene. You do an excellent job up there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I like the way you keep us up to date on all the stuff.
All right, appreciate that. Thank
you. You bet. Thank you.
Way more organized than Sharon. Oh, sorry.
Doesn't even have his credit card in order.
Yeah. He doesn't have police cards. Otherwise, I'd great.
I'm in Thurston County. My plates are current.
Yeah. Oh, my. Commissioner committee reports.
I've got an email this morning from NACO that they accepted me to the land use committee that they're going to do. So it'll be trainings on permitting for different types of land use, solar, agriculture, commercial, industrial. I figured with all the things that are happening, somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And me being.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, so that's one thing that I'm doing. And then I had a meeting with the agency area.
On aging?
Yes. We're looking for a new executive director, so that position will be posted in the next couple of weeks. Pretty good salary, I think. So if anybody knows of anybody that wants to be in charge of the nursing homes in Northeast Nebraska, it's a pretty good gig, I think.
I had a Region 4 meeting again, and nothing too out of the ordinary, but the director in the next 3 months is going to come, and they're going out and visiting each of the 23 counties within the Region 4 for the substance abuse and mental illness, and she's been back and forth with the new thing going on at Heartland, too, so she's going to come present to us.
I'm headed to Lincoln for the Legislative Day Wednesday, and going to be down there for the accounting 101 Thursday.
All right. Mail or a budget emergency business?
Got a letter.
Brian, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. I'll second it.
Tradition.
Yeah, thank you.